And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. GE Aerospace announced a nearly $1 billion investment in American factories for 2025, which doubles last year's commitment and creates 5,000 new jobs across 16 states. And the investment includes $200 million for military engine production in Massachusetts and Kentucky. This represents a significant boost for domestic manufacturing at a time when many companies are still chasing cheap overseas labor. The Department of Government Efficiency has canceled several questionable NIH grants, including $620,000 for a pregnancy prevention program for transgender boys and $700,000 to study cannabis use among gender-diverse individuals. Those cuts align with the efforts to eliminate politically driven spending that contradicts both sound physical policy and biological reality, and I'm going to say just common sense. West Virginia became the 17th state to protect women's spaces with the Riley Gaines Act, prohibiting males from using women's restrooms and locker rooms. The governor signed the legislation with Gaines present, making West Virginia the latest state to push back against gender ideology and protecting women's privacy and safety. This protection of women extends to athletics as well, with the Trump administration pausing nearly $30 million in federal agriculture funding to Maine universities after they refused to enforce rules keeping men out of women's sports. Pennsylvania parents and school districts are taking a similar stand, suing the governor over his administration's regulatory redefinition of sex to include fluid concepts like gender identity. The Thomas More Society argues that this contradicts the state's constitution's Equal Rights Amendment, which recognizes sex as binary, male or female. Meanwhile, in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul has barred 2,000 fired correction officers from ever working for any New York government agency again. The officers were terminated after striking over unsafe prison conditions created by Democrat policies. And with members of the National Guard now manning prisons without proper training, Hochul's petty vindictiveness has created a very dangerous situation for everyone involved. And in a win for religious liberty, the University System of New Hampshire restored a student's newspaper article after it was removed when he refused to include gender pronouns in the byline. And finally, Chelsea Clinton is in the news. She claimed at South by Southwest that abortion is, quote, a matter of economic and fiscal health. Not sure that's the health that other people are speaking about, but Clinton's argument that pregnancy briefly keeping women from work somehow outweighs the economic impact of eliminating 66 million future workers, it just defies logic and basic economics altogether. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.